The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9. Jesus cures a paralytic. Jesus got back into the boat, crossed the lake again, and came to his hometown. Here they brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a bed. Jesus saw their faith and said to the paralytic, "Courage, my son, your sins are forgiven." Then some teachers of the law said within themselves, "This man insults God." Jesus was aware of what they were thinking and said, "Why have you such evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or stand up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "stand up, take up your stretcher, and go home." The man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe and praised God for giving such power to human beings. Jesus calls Matthew. As Jesus moved on from there, he saw a man named Matthew at his seat in the custom house, and he said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. Now it happened, while Jesus was at table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners joined Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why is it that your master eats with sinners and tax collectors?" When Jesus heard this, he said, "Healthy people do not need a doctor, but sick people do. Go and find out what this means. What I want is mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Then the disciples of John came to him with the question, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast on many occasions, but not your disciples?" Jesus answered them, "How can you expect wedding guests to mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old coat with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for the patch will shrink and tear an even bigger hole in the coat. In the same way, you don't put new wine into old wineskins. If you do, the wineskins will burst and the wine will be spilt. No, you put new wine into fresh skins. Then both are preserved." A woman healed, a child raised to life. While Jesus was speaking to them, an official of the synagogue came up to him, bowed before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and place your hands on her, and she will live." Jesus stood up and followed him with his disciples. Then a woman who had suffered from a severe bleeding for 12 years came up from behind and touched the edge of his cloak. For she thought, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her and said, "Courage, my daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that moment, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house, he saw the flute players and the excited crowd. He said, "Get out of here. The girl is not dead. She is only sleeping." And they laughed at him. But once the crowd had been turned out, Jesus went in and took the girl by the hand, and she stood up. The news of this spread through the whole area. As Jesus moved on from there, two blind men followed him, shouting, "Son of David, help us!" When he was about to enter the house, the blind men caught up with him. And Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do what you want?" They answered, "Yes, sir." Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, "As you have believed, so let it be." And their eyes were opened. Jesus gave them a strict warning. "Be careful that no one knows about this." But as soon as they went away, they spread the news about him through the whole area. As they were going away, some people brought to Jesus a man who was dumb because he was possessed by a demon. When the demon was driven out, the dumb man began to speak. The crowds were astonished and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives away demons with the help of the prince of demons." Jesus went around all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And he cured every sickness and disease. When he saw the crowds, he was moved with pity, for they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the workers are only few. Ask the master of the harvest to send workers to gather his harvest."